Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Just one ha'ara from the last year, and that is relating to, we're talking about Siyun Atzamos, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef in Yoredeya quotes the three-way machlokas we've shown him. Based on the machlokas Tanoim, what exactly is the halacha of Meisei Akum. So the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya in Shin Ayin Beis discusses all of these deos. The tour quotes Tivrei Goyim, Kazav Rambam Shemutur Lekoin Lelech Alehem. Kivrei Akum, the Rambam says, a coin can walk on them. Meaning there's no Tumas Ohel. The Rambam holds by Meisei Akum, that's what many Rishonim say. Vadonia via Rashzal, Kasa Bechuva, Beha Ika Plukta Dravasa. Vraisi Leharami Rutenberg, Shemicha Bekane Milelech Alehem, Vamachmer Tobola Bracha, Maram Rutenberg also. Shouldn't walk on them, should be Machmer for Tumas Ohel. Really, it's a three-way Machlokes Rishonim, right? The Beis Yosef says, this is what the Rambam writes in Paragimel Mechas Ovel. And Tumas Meis, Shagoyim Eimetamin Boel. Aval Metamin B'mago B'masa. The Rambam sheet is, Der Metame B'mago Ube Masa. The Taimo Midar Sinan, what's the source of this? Because the Gemara talks about it in Yivam Mesamach Aleph. Rav Shimon Bayachoy, Kivri Goyim Eina Metamin Boel. Shnemer V'atein Soni Son Marisi Adam. Atem Kriyim Adam V'ein Umos Ha'olam Kriyim Adam. Klomer, V'gabi Tumas Oel, K'siv Adam Kiyamus Ba'ohel. That is Shitas Rambam. Aval Tosfas Kasvu, Tosfas says, Del Yo Matchi Dachile Rabba Baravua. It was a discussion of at the end of Bamatsiya when Rabba Baravua asked Elio Navi, what are you doing in the cemetery? And he says, Delo Kaimalon Kershim Abayachai. We don't paskin like them. Maybe we paskin Shimon Gamliel, that it is Matami Ba'oel. The Darkei Moshe, the Raman, the Darkei Moshe, they're on the tour, quotes in Machlokas. Yesh Omerim Dabtami Mago Masa, the Yesh Omerim Dafilu B'Tumas Mago Masa in Lahem. Right, that's the sheet of the Uraim. That there's no Tumah, even Maga in Masa. Hoel Ver'ein Metamin Ba'oel, Havi Katumas Nevela De'ein Koin Muzhar Alei. So really three different sheetas in the Rishonim. Whether they're Metami even Ba'oel, they're not Metami at all, or the Rambam Sheeta, where they are Metami B'Mago Masa and not Ba'oel. Okay, says the says the Gemara. So we're in the middle of darshaning this pasuk in Yechezkel, where we darshan the pasuk every phrase v'ra etzem adam uvana etzlo tziyun. Right. So etzlo we just darshan to say makom tara, that it should be the marking should be not right on top of it but next to it. Etzlo tziyun mikan litziyun. So that you know tziyun, you need some type of marking. Says the Mara Fulda shemitzayin besid l'simin midloksim matzeves even eloshel tziyun dafka. It doesn't say even, it says tziyun to make a marking. Tini, matza even achas mitsuyenes. If somebody finds, the Brisa says, that if somebody finds a stone mitsuyenes that is marked, I find one stone that's marked that has lime poured on it. Afal pishein mekaimin kain, even though we're not mekaimin, we don't do that. What does that mean? Marafulda. Ein mamidin tsiyun al gabi tuma. Even though usually stones are not on top of mesim, as we just said, it should be put next to it. Hamayel alei tame, but we assume here maybe the mace is under it, and we assume if somebody is mayel on that one stone that is marked tame. Why? Ani omer mace kamtsun hayinasun tachteha. Maybe a small, right? Kometz, even from the word kometz, which is a small amount taken. Mace dib is a little mace hayinasun tachteha, and therefore what? One of two ways to explain. Either the person made a mistake. The Gra said, maybe the person made a mistake. He didn't know this halacha. About, he knew marking, but he didn't know marking next to it and not on top of it. So maybe he made that mistake. Or the other way to understand it, maybe it's small. And if it was so small, so maybe this covers the idea that it's next to it, because maybe the stone is much wider than even the piece of mace that was there, and the person knew that this stone was wider. But anyway, if the person goes on top of this stone, so then one is going to be tame, because you assume the mace is a piece of mace might be under it. Hayushtayim, if there are two stones at a distance from each other, so then you could assume that in between is the mace. Hamahil alayan tahar ben antame. Then if somebody is mahil on the stones themselves tahar, because you assume these two stones go together, and it was marking for in between, uben antame. Hayacharush ben tayim. If the, they are, it's, charush ben tayim, it is, So you could assume the part in between is going to be tameh because you put this the two bars, the two stones on the side to be able to warn people. So hamal alehen tahoru benan tameh hayacharish ben tayim. But what if it was plowed in between? So therefore, nobody plowed over a grave. So there's clearly no grave there. Harehen ki yichidios. So these two stones must be just singular ones. Benan tar usvivosan tameh. So again, between them will be tar, and just under them, that's what svivosan here means, tameh. Period. Tani, another related brisa. Again, remember where we got into this from. Because the Mishnah spoke about that the name of the parak is Karam Ravai Mitzainin. So you mark off Karam Ravai so that people don't partake of it. So related to that, we're talking about other markings, including marking off of graves. So Tani, we continue with these halachas. A Mitzainin ala basar. If the only thing that you're burying is flesh, so flesh disintegrates, it's not like bones, so then you don't mark it. You don't mark it because what's going to happen? You're going to think it's tummy when it's not, and you're going to end up burning truma and kachim when you shouldn't. So therefore, we say it is you don't do that to basar. Reb Yusti bar shunam boi kumi Rebbe mana velo nimsa mitame esataras lamafreya. But Rav Yusti says, but 1 second, but in between, before the meat disintegrates, it's metame. And if it's metame, so then aren't you worried about the people in between? You're not going to mark it at all, and people could just walk over here? Right? It takes time to disintegrate. So what about the interim? Amar le, so Rav Mana answers, mutav shiyiskalkalu bo l'sha'a, v'yiskalkalu bo l'olam. Better to have a temporary problem than to have a permanent. So temporary, you're right. For a few weeks, it's going to be, or a few months, whatever it is, it's going to be a problem, and people could maybe become tummy, but then forevermore, you're going to have a much bigger problem. Right? Says the Marafolda, Zimn in Delo Chazil, let's see, and Kagom Bala, obviously, Ayes Kalkulu, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, better to have the short problem. Shim Yivne Sham Tziyun, Yezeh HaMakom La'olam B'cheskas Tumah. V'nimsa Makalka La'olam, Shemafsa Nesataras Al Chinam. So therefore, it's better to have the long-term view than the short-term view. That's maybe related to a sugya that has come up often, and that's short-term, long-term views in terms of our Avodas Hashem. Do you look at the right now? This has another element too. It's a temporary problem versus a permanent problem, much longer. But remember the sugyas of the Machlokes Achronim, the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. If somebody is in jail and they could get out of jail one day, right? The government says you can get out of jail one day. What day do you choose? What day do you choose? Do you choose today? Because right now, right, Emavir and Allah mitzvahs, Visa Makdim and mitzvahs, or do you take into account, no, you try to think of a qualitatively, what's the best time for me to be out in terms of minyan, in terms of Persume Nisa, maybe Megillah, so do you take that term? Do you look at the long term or short term, right? Do you say Lashah or Laolam? Again, there are other factors that are involved. And the fascinating question the Stechemid was asked, and the Stechem quotes Achronim, I think the Ksav Sofer and others, that what happens if somebody has an illness that he is only able to fast one day a month? If he fasts for more than one day a month, it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh, and he's not allowed to do that. So what does he do in Tishrei? He wakes up the day after Rosh Hashanah, and it's Tzom Gedalia. So do you fast on Tzom Gedalia, knowing that if he fasts on Tzom Gedalia, he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur? Right, do you do that? Or do you say, no, you eat on Tzom Gedalia. After all, Tzom Gedalia is Durabanan, Yom Kippur is Daraisa. Have a long-term view. Think about the future and don't think about right now. So Stechemet says, maybe it's Tali on the Machlokas Balamar Ramban. Maybe we'll get back to that if this time later. And then he says, maybe not, because maybe Hashem could heal. Who knows? Right, we daven for Rufuos. How could you eat right now? You could eat. Right now, he's not sick. Right now, he's allowed to fast. He could fast today. What are you going to do later on? Okay, you'll worry about later on, about Yom Kippur, and in that time it'll be Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, there's a lot to talk about there, but this is the line that the Gemara says. Better to have a problem for a little while rather than have a problem forever. Good. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Bamed Dvarim Amurim Bishvius V'chulus. Remember, Shimon Gamliel says, when do I have to mark it? That's only during Shemitah, when people have the rights to be taking things. So then I have to worry about it, that maybe they're going to take and I should guard it. But if it's just regular year and the people are coming in and being Ganavim, I don't have to worry about Ganavim. I don't have to protect Ganavim from other Averis. Right? Halitei Olarasha. Let him, be whatever be in whatever state they want to be spiritually. So the Gemara asks a question on the Rabbanon. Chavraya Amri, Yos Amri Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to have a good taina. Why? Not only in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, I don't have to worry about them. But there's another issue that the Rabbanon, who say, no, you have to mark it, seems to be a problem. V'kasha al Rabbanon. Lo bayom hu mitzayin, lo balayla hu gonev. You put up the markers, they're only there during the day. The ganavim come at night. So they're not going to see the markings anyway. So what's the whole purpose of putting up the markings? According to the Rabbanon, they're not going to see it anyway. It's not going to help. Right? He's gonev at night. Remember a ganav? A ganav, by definition, is a gemara in Baba Kama. He goes at night. So, different than a gazlan, and he's scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's scared of people and not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he pays kefel. That's why a ganav is worse than a gazlan. So, it's not going to help anyway. So why are they putting up? So Amar Lon, Rebbe Mana, Mi Bayom. Rebbe Mana answered the Chavraya, no. A ganav always, scouts out where during the day. See, he sees the terrain, he sees the apartment, he sees what he needs to see, so mi bayom. He always does it by day in order to then see where he wants to steal at night. So by day, he's going to see the markings. And we assume maybe that, he'll be a ganav, right? He's ben adam lamakom, he's a little better on the ben adam lachavero. He'll steal, but maybe he won't do it if it's a ravai, right? So that's lo balayla hu gonev, so it's okay, but he'll look at it by day. Kai de Amma, Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina, darshant the pasuk in Iov, chatar bachoshech batim, when somebody tunnels in at night to houses, yomam chitmu lamo. And we darshan, it's like during the day, chitmu, they sign it, their chotem, lamo, lo yadu or, they don't know light. So we darshan, mi yomam chitmu lamo. It's as if they sign it, and it's nighttime and it's dark. Kacha yu anchi dora mabul osin. That's what the anchi dora mabul did. Hayeroshin ba'apu valsamon ubon. We're going to Malayla. They used to mark it with some type of balsam oil, and then go at night. So they knew exactly where they wanted and who they wanted to take from. So this is what they do. So they will see it. The Rabbanu will say they will see the tzion by day, and maybe that will prevent them from doing the avera. Darkness, which is used by the Ganavim, in order to steal, that itself is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. Whether darkness is the absence of light, or it's a birya bifnei atzma. Just one Rishon and one Achron, maybe, the Ramban. The Ramban discusses this in Parshas Bo, where we have the Makkah of Choshech, and the Pasuk says in Perek Yud HaLachah, Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'tam lo ro ish es achiv lo kamu ish mitachtav. They couldn't move. So that's not normal darkness. Here in the Makkah of Choshech, they couldn't move. Lohaya ki lohaya hachoshech hazeh afisas ara shemesh. This darkness wasn't just the lack of light. Sheba shimsham vahaya kamo laila. That the sun went out and now it was nighttime. That's not what this was. Avahaya choshech afela. Kolomar eid av ma'od. A very thick fog. Sheyard mena shamayim. Ki al kain amar neteyas yadchal shamayim. Right, what is Moshe bringing down from heaven? He has to be bringing down something. If choshech is just the absence of something, he's not bringing anything down. Lohorid misham chashecha gedola nofelas aleihem. Right, so that's to bring down a very deep darkness. V'haisa mechabe kol ner. This darkness would extinguish any candle. Kasher b'kol achafiros v'amukos. Like if you go to very deep caves. U'b'chol makomos achoshech ha'atsum lo yizkayim aner. There's no oxygen and candles can't be lit in these places. V'chena ovrim bahare choshech. And also if you go into the dark mountains. Lo yamo lahem shama ner v'lo ha'esh klal. Al kain, because it was this type of positive creation of darkness, lo ro ish es achiv lo kamu ish mitachtav. They couldn't move. V'yomali kain ha'yim mishtam shem b'neiros, because otherwise they would have just lit candles. It must be the candles wouldn't have worked. V'zeo shamar ha'kasuv, shlach choshech v'yechshach, when this is described in Tehillim. Ki haya shliach choshech lo afisas or hayom bilvad. V'yitachen, he says, shaya eid av ma'od murgash shahaya bo kemo mamish. It was something tangible. Kedivei Rabosenu, kasher hu b'yam okiyanis, be'edus Rabbi Avraham. You look in the Eben Ezra, he says, in the yam okiyanis, in the ocean, if you go sometimes, you have some type of fog that you can even feel it. You can even feel the fog. Ebenezer says here, the Rabbi Shavel quotes it on the bottom. B'yamok yanis yavo choshech av shalo yuchal adam lahafrish bein yom uvein laila. V'yamod zeh lefamim chamisha yamim. V'ani ayiti sham pamim rabos. Says the Ebenezer, I was there, I experienced it. I was in the boats, in the ocean, and so you don't know, day or night, it just stays that thickness, and you don't have any idea. Again, what do you do for davening? They don't have any watches, they don't know anything. So that's the Ramban. If you can, the Nitziv also discusses this in Bereishis. This is in Bereishis. On the Pasuk, V'lachoshach karalayla. Vayikra lokim la'or yom, Hashem called the or yom, and then the choshach karalayla. So from their Ramban, it sounds like regular darkness might just be the absence of light. The makkah of choshach was something new, and it was a creation, and it was brought down. But regular darkness, maybe not. But the Nitziv picks up on this pasuk, v'lachoshach karalayla. Right, the Pirush Chazal, he quotes the first Dafim Sachim, Kara Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachashecha Ufkuda Alayla. Limduna Raboseinu, Shalo Neima Dechoshech Hu Heder Ha'or Levad. Don't say that darkness is just the absence of light. Kemo Be'etzem Hayom, Kishesotmim HaChalonos Na'asechoshech. Like when you close the trisim and close the window, the shades, it becomes very dark. That's not what darkness is. Im Kein Eino Bria, then it wouldn't be a creation. Darkness is a creation, says the Nitziv. Kidechziv uvare choshech, as Yishayo says. V'toz god olomar. It's a big mistake to say techoshech inu ela heder or, that darkness is just the absence of. Ela Hashem ose shnehem. Kemo kochos hakedusha v'atoma. Hashem made both of them. Like kedusha and toma, he made or and choshech. V'al tikshe mamoil bria zu. And don't ask, what's the purpose of this bria? Hare below bria ye choshech meheder or. Just take away the or. Right? What do you need a bria of choshech? Aval kfar horunu chazal. Chazal already told us, de or ha'esh eino manhir bayom b'makam choshech, kemo balayla shebo choshech moshel. He says, scientists know that a candle lit during the day in a dark room acts differently than if you light it at night. Okay? And that's why people who knew understood if it was light or the light or day or night. But the Nesiv is strong in that opinion. Okay, so we have the Ganavim go at night. The Ganavim go at night so that they don't get caught, but they look during the day just in case. Also, what related to what we just said, and that is Ganavim go at night. We quoted that Gemara in Bava Metzia, Bava Kama Ayintes, which says that the Ganavim like it at night. Why? Because a Gazlan goes during the day and he just grabs the Igzol Sachanis Miata Mitzri. He's not scared of people. He's not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ganavim go at night. So the way that we've mentioned in the past, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik thought that there was a different difference between the machayev of Geneva versus the machayev versus Gzela. Not just public and private, because sometimes there are examples, you could have something in private that's also a gazlan. For example, the Rambam has quasi-gazlanim in Hilchos Gzela, shol shalomidas. I take something without asking. I borrow it without asking. And I'll say I do that in private, nobody sees. That's still called a gazlan. What about a sholech yadav pikadon? Right, I'm watching your item for you and I use it. I'm not supposed to use it, but I sholech yad. I use it. That's also a gazlan. Why is that a gazlan? Right? That could be done in private. So why is that a gazlan? So Reb Chaim, it's quoted in a number of Svarim, in the Rishimo Shiurim, the beginning of Perek Merubah, Reb Soloveitchik quotes his grandfather Reb Chaim, who said that there's a fundamental difference between the Mechayev. Shechilek chalos din geneva michalos din gezela. Gezela chala bechal ofan sha'adam echad ma'akiv mamon chaveir bershuso v'ena machziro. Gzela is about the hefsin mamon. Gzela is where I have something of yours. V'yavlishlo hoti es mamon mirshus bailim. Even without a maisa gzela, nechshav l'gazlan. The focus is on the hefsin, not on the maisa. Maybe there isn't a maisa. Shol shalomidas. Maybe there's no maisa gzela. A sholech yad bebikandon. I wasn't motziit mirshus of the owner. Meidach geneva. It's about the maisa. Chala rak kishahotzi mamon mirshus bailim. Right, when there's a maisa geneva and hotzah mirishus, dainu kshish maisa geneva mirishus anignav. Right, and that's why, just as an example, the hagonev amnasla mekat, the Gemara at the beginning of Eze Oneshech, talks about if you steal for fun, You're going to give it back. You're going to give it back, but you steal just for fun. Goniv abnas lamekad. Is that usur? So there's no evidence that that applies to gezela. The Gemara has it by geneva. Goniv amnas lamekad. If you look in the Ritva on that Gemara, what does it mean amnas lamekad? Pirish kidei letsa'aro lechaveiro bilvad. V'dayto lahachzer lo. You're going to give it back. That's goniv amnas lamekad. That's usur daraisa pashup shad. Says the Ritva of Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam also. Also in Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Tam says that can't be because everybody does this. Sheim Kain Kol HaOlam Orim Balav Zeh. Everybody, all the children, you know, pretend take somebody's pen and they don't give it. They're gonna give it back. V'lo Asa Rachmana Elo Shadai Tol Akvel Atzmo. The only Isser Ganev is when you're gonna keep it. V'lo Sheyehenem Imenu Elo LeShiitzar LaChaveiro. No, only if you're gonna keep it. But the finish is your kavana is only to keep it because you want to, not because you want it, but you want him to be in pain, which is a huge chiddush that you need to tell me that wouldn't be usur. Who cares why you stole it? But the pashup shad is that you're going to give it back. That's the first day of the Ritva, and that's how the Rambam seems to say it. And it's fascinating that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, we know Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam doesn't give a whole long list of all the halachas of the mitzvah. He'll pick one or two aspects of the mitzvah, seemingly what the aspects that capture the essence. So if you look on the Rambam, on the mitzvah of Geneva, Reish Mem Dalid, his Hiranu Shalo Lignov Mamon, V'Amar Yisale Lo Signovu, or the Pasuk in Kedoshim, because we know the one in Saras Dibros is about kidnapping, Ubi Mechota Lo Signovu Harias Hara Lagoniv Mamon, V'Yover Alav Zehau Yuchayv L'Shalim, if you violate this law, you have to pay, or Kefel, or Dalad Vehe, or to give back the Karen. And then the Rambam says, that's what the Rambam quotes. Out of 100 halachas of Geneva that he could have quoted, he quotes one. Don't steal to tease. Klomar litzaer habayalim ulahatrido v'achar kach tishivei ulo. Says it beferish. You have in mind to give it back. Lo tignovu amanas l'shalem arba v'chamisha. So why does he quote that? Because maybe that highlights the difference between Geneva and Gezela. Because Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva. It's not about the Hefsin Mammon. Maybe you're not going to cause any loss. There is no Hefsin Mammon. You're going to give it back. But still, and in Gzela, the Rambam quotes, Lav Hanita Glase, Feshvaz Gzela, and focus on the Hefsin Mammon. Again, there are many other rias to that, but that's Geneva versus Gzela. So it's not just about what the Gemara says. And it's even ironic because it seems like different. Like the case of Gezela and the Gemara is you went in broad daylight and grabbed something. That looks like a Maisa. That looks like a Maisa. While Geneva is going in stealth, maybe there is no Maisa. But the Mechayev, Rav Chaim assumes, is the opposite. Okay, Geneva versus Gezela. So we continue. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that according to the Rabbanan, you put up the sign because they can see it by day. See it by day, and then they'll go at night. Kach darsha Rabbi Chanina bit Tzipori. Rabbi Chanina gave this explanation in Tzipori, that you put it up because the Ganavim will see it then. Is avet las meyach hatir in batim. And that night, guess what? There were 300 tunnels, or 300 is just an notion of a lot. Tunnels, the Ganavim heard about this great plan. They should go by the day, mark it with balsam oil, then go at night. So Rabbi Chanina said, oi, this is what he did, and this is what came out of it. So there's a balance. There's a balance between explaining the Gemara and giving some little tips to Ganavim versus making sure the Ganavim know, you know, that we know a little bit what's going on. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra, pay test amid beis. The Gemara there says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, oily im Omer, oily im lo Omer. Woe to me if I say, talk about certain strategies of Ganavim, and woe to me that if I don't say, oily im Omer, woe to me if I say it, Shema yilmadu haramaim. Maybe the Ramam will learn from what I'm saying. Va'oily im lo Omer, Shema yomur haramaim. If I don't say it, the Ganavim are going to think, the Ramam are going to think that we don't know, and then they're going to really take advantage. Says the Anaf Yosef, why is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Dafka talking here? Why is he the one? L'chor yish lahafli, lama Dafka Rabbi Yochanan amar davar zeh, v'lo his orer al zeh, ezad uzulaso mehashleimim lomar davar zeh. So he thinks, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Sukkah Daf Chav Ches, lo sach sichas chulin miyamav. He never said any sichas chulin. See, he weighed every single thing he thought he was about to say. Wow. Right? Because every word was measured. Should I say it? Should I not say it? So Dafka Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't know whether he should say it or not. because he wanted to make sure that they knew that they were Bekiyin, but he didn't want to say it if that, this would lead to like what happened in our Gemara, and that is, Rabbi Chanina said it, and then all these Ganavim got great ideas. He also says another possibility, he says if you look in Kiddushin, Daf Pei Beis, the Gemara talks about, you have to be a Baki in all of these if you're Osei B'masu Umatan. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai lived till 120. The first 40 years he was Pragmatia. So if he was Pragmatia, he was obviously Bilti Safek, Gam Be'eshei Osei B'Pragmatia. Haya Bochein Ubodek Ginzei Nistaros Kol HaRamain. Limnoat Atzbami Nisivasam Be'ilav Niglu Kol Ta'alu Moseyem. Alkein Lo Haya Na'el Omar Oyliam Omer Ela Ki Huyada B'chol Eile Lo Zulasa. Okay, so that's a little bit about whether you should say these things or not. Weiter. So the Tznuin used to leave the money. Let's do the back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Tznuin used to take money and say, oh, all the fruit that would be the Meiser Sheni stuff that's going to be taken, that Kedusha should go on this money, and therefore they would save the people who took from sin. V'yitzayin, asked the Gemara, why would it be the Tznuin? They did this. Why don't they just put a marking? Why don't they just put a sign? So imitzuyin hu heichnekru tzanua, because that's not tzanua, is like above and beyond. Above and beyond what you need to do. If he just put us up a sign, that wouldn't be called tzanua. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that tzanua chasid hu sherotzel salek yedei kol adam in avera. He wants to go above and beyond. V'imze eino ela mitzayin heichu nikra tzanua. That wouldn't be a tzanua. So fine, so that's why you have to go above and beyond. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so now we're about to connect this case. This is a case of people taking Kerem Ravai to another case that we discussed elsewhere about people aniyim taking more than they're supposed to take by Leket Shechem Peah. They don't follow the halacha, they take more than they're supposed to take. So there too, what's the issue? If they take more than they're supposed to take, then not only are they stealing, but the part that they took that they're not supposed to take is Chayiv and Shumas and Maestros. That's a bigger problem. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, this Rav Shimon Gamliel, in our Mishnah, he uses the Lashon and the Tznuim of Kol HaNilkat. That's the language that's used. Kol HaNilkat sounds like whatever was already gathered. There's a machlokas in that sugya elsewhere that you want to save the aniyim from taking too much. Do you say something in the morning before they take? Do you say something at night after they took? On the one hand, say it in the morning because it's still yours then, but it's mechubar. So which is better? So, Asi, the Shogam Leo, command to Amr, Litose Erev. Rashbag and our Gemara must be going like the person who says, you say it in Litose Erev at night after the Aniyim take it. Detani, because after all, the Tosefta says in Peah, Rabbi Dosa Omer Shachris, Koma Sheyil Ketu Aniyim. Rabbi Dosa says in the morning, you say, whatever the Aniyim will take today, Bena Omrim, Hefker. It is Hefker, Hareyu Hefker, that's Hefker. And Rabbi Redosa holds the Sugya, Yesh Breira. Meaning right when they pick it, so at that time, Hufer Hadavar, I'm going to say it now. So now I understand whatever they took extra is now Hefker, and therefore, Ithar Chayiv and Shumas and Maestros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Li Tose Erev. No, you say it at night. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. Ein Breira. Right, you can't clarify things in the future and see the roots of it at night, beforehand. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Dos, Rabbi Yehuda. When do you say it in the morning or in the evening? And the Rabbi Yochanan says that our Rabbi Shimon Gamliel must be like the one that says you do it at night. Why? Because the language of Kol HaNilkat means what was already gathered. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim in that brisa says, no. It doesn't work at all. Ein Hefker, Anasim Hefker. If you're being mafker just because you're kind of forced to, that Hefker doesn't work. She'ein anu achran l'ramoin. And also, a second point, we're not achrai for the ramoin. Let them take, you want to let them take, and get messed up with the chumas and maestros, that's their fault. They're taking too much, that's not my problem. Right? It's kind of like in our, Mishnah, when we had that too. Baram, and now the Rabbi Yochanan, the Mefarshim, the Marafolda says this is Rabbi Yochanan's added point, not only is it based on the language of Kol HaNilkat, it sounds like it's in past, and therefore he holds Ein Breira. But there's another reason. Command to Amr b'shachris l'asya. If you do it in the morning, it's difficult to say it works in the morning. Why? V'yesh adam michalel b'mechuba l'karka. Right? Change the girsa. Could a person do that? Could I change the status while it's mechubar? I can't do anything when it's mechubar. I can't be mafresh when it's mechubar. When it's mechubar, it's not called fruit yet. It's not, right? Peya is left b'mechubar. Fine. But for me to be michalel, to make it hefker, you could be mafkir. Give me mafkir land. But here, you know it's going to be cut. And therefore, I don't think it's going to work doing it in the morning. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, I think Shogam Leo is like the Mandamar of Ein Ber. Remember, Breira, that's Sugya. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it next time. Breira always connects to the Sugyas of Tnai and Asmachta. All three of those Sugyas are about a future event, which will determine what is the halacha right now. Right now, I want to label something. I want to say it's yours, it's not yours, it has this status, but I can't do it right now. So once something gets clarified in the future, then I'll be able to do it. So can I see the roots of that in the past? So that's the sugya of Breira related to Tzayin Asmachta. We'll talk about that more next time.